Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment three of God Invention Radio. Just like to take a moment and thank our sponsors. We have Inventor's Digest, of course. If you're not a subscriber to the magazine, you can go on any of the banner links on any of the pages of God Invention and subscribe to the magazine and receive 33% off the cover price. Of course, United Inventors Association, UIAUSA.org. QuickPatents.com, and China2S. Thank you for your support. Okay, we have Dave Levinsky from GrowThink. He's the president of GrowThink and provides many different business tools and research and development of your business, product, idea, whatever it is. And you should take a look at the website. There's a tools section or a product section, I think, on your website, if I remember, Dave, right?
That's correct.
And on there, I mean, we're just kind of tapping on each of these subjects tonight, but Dave has quite a bit of resources for us on there, and he's happy to share them to a point, and then he also takes it even further if you need those type of resources. And definitely subscribe to the daily email notifications. Those are unbelievable. He's got video clips in there and everything else. He puts a lot of time into it 6 days a week. So thank you, Dave, for what you do for entrepreneurs.
I appreciate it. My pleasure.
Okay, great. And by the way, I didn't mention that on Got Invention, on the front of gotinvention.com, if you're not already a subscriber, please subscribe to the newsletter so we can keep you posted on different things that some of our guests have done and also, obviously, the upcoming shows. We always put something out there. So a couple different emails that you're going to start receiving if you don't already receive them. So go to growthink.com and go ahead and sign up. All right. So, Dave, we were really focused on the business plan, the last segment, but I had an inventor ask, his name is Joe, he's asking where he can find a sample business plan, and that I also wanted to ask you that question in a different way, where can an inventor or an entrepreneur do it yourself, or do you have to hire somebody else to do it for you?
Sure, it's a great question. So, first of all, if you want to get a sample business plan. They do have that on my website, GrowThink, GrowThink.com. And on the products tab, as you mentioned, there are two free reports, one of which is our business plan guide. So you can get our guide and template for developing your business plan right there. So when developing your business plan, there are a few ways to go. One is that you can use a firm, my firm, GrowThink. Since 1999, we've actually developed business plans for thousands of entrepreneurs. We've actually sat down with entrepreneurs either in person or via telephone and written their business plans. That's one way to go. And the benefit of having an outside firm do it or just an outside person doing it is you do get perspective. You do have somebody that's going to challenge you and ask you the questions, the hard questions about what about this, what about that. And very importantly, we talked about your marketing, your business plan being a marketing document. You need to, an outside perspective is going to help you figure out what is going to be the key factors that are going to get a corporation to say yes to a licensing deal or an investor to write you a check. They'll tell you how to market that. There's also, you know, we also offer do-it-yourself tools and templates that you can use to develop your business plan, or you can just try to write it from scratch. I mean, you definitely should use our guide or some sort of guide to write your business plan and do it. The challenge, the big challenge with writing the business plan yourself is that it takes time like everything else. And the challenge, you know, what you want to do is you want to spend some time on the business plan, but you don't want to spend 200 hours to write your business plan when you could be spending those hours, you know, growing your business,
right,
getting your product off the ground.
That makes
trade-off you've got to think about.
Absolutely. And we've had also the Small Business Administration, SBDC, which is the Small Business Development Center. There's many of those outlets around the country, and those are also a good start for do-it-yourself, where they can basically guide you to start with and see how it comes out, and then obviously you can make a decision if you need to hire a professional. But I have another question also, Dave. There's an inventor, Sean. He's basically saying, I'm trying to interpret this in a different way, but he's basically saying most of the numbers that are in your business plan are a bunch of fluff, and do investors look at it that way?
It's a great question about, you know, the numbers being fluff. What investors are going to do, particularly the more sophisticated investors, when we look at venture capitalists, they're going to recast their own financials. Okay? And that's one of the values of working with a firm that's worked with lots and lots of entrepreneurs, is that there are some numbers that are not going to be fluff. Well, you can look at a lot of comparable companies. If you've worked with enough entrepreneurs that have actually started from scratch and grown successful businesses, you can understand what their costs are, what their structures are, how many employees they actually had, what their gross margins actually were, what their net profit margins actually were, et cetera. So while it's very difficult to identify the exact pricing of your product or service that's going to work out and the precise number of sales, there are a lot of projections you can make and in order to figure out, okay, what is the potential, how quickly can this grow? What you want to do is you really don't want to have just one scenario. You want to create your financial model three ways. You want to have your worst case, your best case, and your, you know, basis case, your normal case scenarios, so you can understand what might happen, you know, in terms of, you know, worst case or best case, and in the middle. So you need to do the financial model to understand how big the opportunity is, to make sure it's worth going after. You need to have the financial model to understand how much funding you might require to grow your business and how much funding you might require if things don't go as planned. Too many companies, what happens, they raise a little money and they start to grow their business and things don't go quite as planned and they run out of money and they go out of business because they didn't look at a worst case scenario. And so it's the financial projections where I would venture to guess that nobody's ever gotten in the history of business 100% correct, because it is impossible. It's very good guidance of, you know, setting goals, understanding the opportunity, and it's important. Venture capitalists like to understand the way you're thinking about your business and making sure that you have a sober way and credible way of thinking. Because if you're just a new entrepreneur that's never run a business before, you're going to have these wild-eyed projections that we're going to grow to $100 million in 2 years, and right. No companies do that. So they want to understand your credibility. Have you really thought through this? Do you know how ventures really grow? Do you understand what growing pains are? Do you understand how long it takes to actually hire and train new employees, et cetera? How long it takes to actually secure a partnership? So that financial model is actually tied to your business plan because you're mapping out the growth of your business, when things are going to get done, and that's why it all comes together with the financial model.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for your question, Sean. Okay, so now we're doing all this market research and preparing this business plan, which who knows if it's tremendously huge or, you know, just that, you know, something quick and right to the point. I mean, I've seen many different types of size business plans. But now let's talk about raising capital. And obviously this is what we're working towards, in some regards, as an inventor or entrepreneur starting your own business. So what types of capital are there? I've heard seed capital, angel, VC, right, which is venture capitalists, and now we hear these terms coming out there with crowdsourcing, crowdfunding type of stuff. Maybe you can kind of clear the air for us and give us an idea of what each one means.
Sure. So I've identified just over 40 types of capital that entrepreneurs have used to raise capital to grow their businesses. They all fall into three categories, and the three categories are debt, equity, and what I call creative or alternative finance. So debt is the easiest. Debt is just a loan. So a debt is going to a bank and essentially getting a loan, and they give you money, and you have to pay it back with interest. And so there's several types of debts. There are traditional bank loans. There are SBA loans, which are partially guaranteed by the United States Small Business Administration. There are lines of credits. There are home equity loans. And so that is the debt side. There is then the equity side. And with the equity side, you don't have to repay the money, but you're giving up equity or shares in your company. And when we talk about equity, we generally deal with friends and family, which are also called seed. Seed is generally the word given to the first round of capital brought into a company is called the seed round. Now, you could seed a company with a bank loan, technically, but generally seed financing talks about that first equity investment in a company, which is often done by friends and family, or the next type of equity is angel funding. So you could have an angel round, which if it's the first round, could be considered, in many cases, the seed round of funding. Angel investors are simply individuals who invest in your company in return for equity. There are something called angel groups, which are formal groups of angel investors. Generally, it's a group of 30 to 50 angel investors that pool their money so that rather than one angel investor giving you a $25,000 check, you can get, you know, 10 of them to write you collectively a $250,000 check, and it works in a group environment. Moving up the chain in terms of more sophisticated equity investors and larger dollars, we move on to venture capital firms or VCs. VCs are what most entrepreneurs think about when they're looking for capital. They think, oh, I need to go to a venture capitalist. The number one reason why entrepreneurs and investors fail to raise capital is because they go after venture capitalists, because they are what we call the usual suspects. People think of them. Venture capital generally is only right for technology companies. About 95% of venture capital deals are technology companies, because the way venture capitalists work is that they swing for the fences. They're always looking for a 10x or 10-time return, meaning that they want to invest, for every $1 million they want to invest, they want to get $10 million back. And generally, only technology companies have the ability to scale quickly and get that kind of return. So they actually want 10x return within 5 to 7 years, and it's a very, very challenging for most products or companies to do. That's why, you know, software and other technology companies do have the ability to scale very quickly to do that.
Okay.
So that's really debt and equity, and you want me to go through a little creative and alternative finance?
Yeah, I'd like to do that, but we're just coming up to a break. So in the next segment, we'll talk a little bit more about raising capital, and then we'll talk about growing your business. And we'll continue with that on in segment four. So we have Dave Levinsky from GrowThink. He's the president. You go to growthink.com and check out his website. And we'll be back with segment four on GotInvention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Keep your questions coming in. I'll answer them next segment.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, CARDIOL.net, CARDIOL.net.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, WS Radio and our friends at MentorMate have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone store, BlackBerry, or Android market. There are all free downloads so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. These new apps work on most iPhones and for the newer BlackBerry and Androids. After you check them out and see how well they work, pay a little visit to our preferred app developer, MentorMate. They have been programming mobile applications for over 10 years now and are one of the few companies that handle all three major smartphones. The world is going mobile, and that is where your company should be. To learn more about MentorMate and our new WS Radio 2.0 phone apps, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's WSRadio.com/barter.